Good morning. Welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I am Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. And, of course, every Thursday at 9, this program is called Lincoln County Connections. It's all about Lincoln County government and also other agencies and people who make things happen in our community. And we happen to have a special guest for you today, Debbie Jones. She is the Lincoln County Fair Event Manager and the President of the Town and Country Fair Association. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning.
Well, we've got another great fair coming once again, and we are about a week and a half out of the way, aren't we?
We're getting closer. I believe it's next Friday.
It's here.
It's here.
You know, it's exciting. It really is, because it's just a great weekend to do so many different kinds of things. And I was kind of thinking maybe we could just start out by saying, and we'll drill into it later, but what are some of the highlights that you're excited about this year?
Well, every year is exciting, and we try to bring good entertainment on the ground as well as on the main stage and have some of our consistent activities people seem to enjoy. So this year we want to stay focused on honoring our seniors, since this is Lincoln County, and so we have a great day of senior activities planned for Friday, some great music, and Friday night, 7:30, Curtis Salgado. That ought to draw the people out. He's terrific. He's a local guy, comes out of the Northwest, lives in Eugene. Can't get better entertainment than that.
Yeah, kind of an amazing reputation and history. I mean, he's pretty big time.
Yeah. And Saturday, we have an old rock and roll band coming, Firefall. You know, again, there's going to be a lot of people around my age that are going to recognize and remember them. They had a lot of great hits in the 80s. And earlier in the day, we, again, still have great entertainment around the property and lots of activities for families. It's really morally focused on a family day, but we brought in motorcycle jumpers. We've had so many people ask us for motorsports, and so we've got these, what I call thrill seekers. It's called Live Fast, and they'll be there for four performances on Saturday. And Sunday, our one activity that everybody recognizes county fairs for, we have bull riding. And that's very popular. That event seems to grow and grow and grow for us. And it's fun, reminds us of those people that are on the other side of the mountain that do this stuff for a living and bring us our food. And so we want to honor that tradition as well.
So as far as transportation, and let's be clear here again, the 2014 Lincoln County Fair, July 11th, 12th, and 13th, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. and 10 to 6 on, or noon to 6 on Sunday. There is transportation in terms of Lincoln County Transit, too.
Yes, Lincoln County Transit has really stepped up to help people get there. We have, you know, the fairgrounds is located in Newport, and so parking is an issue. You can save a few bucks in transportation by just getting on the bus, letting them know. We are on the Newport Loop, so it's free for Newport residents, and they actually will bring people in from other areas of the county. I encourage them to make sure that they're aware of the bus schedule, because the bus isn't adding special routes or special times, so you still have to ride the bus on its regular schedule. But let them know you're going to the fairgrounds, and they'll get you there.
Great. And if you're just joining us and you want to look at those bus schedules, you can go online, put in Lincoln County, for example, in Google. And also, the Town and Country Fair does have a website, townandcountryfair.com.
Yes, townandcountryfair.com, or you can search Lincoln County Fair Oregon and come right to our homepage.
And I have noticed that you have a PDF file on your homepage, townandcountryfair.com, that has a detailed list of, you know, all the events, and so it's really easy to kind of see what you want to target.
Right, and I love our website, because I say if a picture can say 1,000 words, you need to visit our website and see the pictures of the acts that are coming, the kinds of activities we have there. We have a fair guide, which will be published in the News Times. I believe it comes out next week, and so that has a lot of information. And the wonderful part about that is it shows the businesses that support the fair and support these kinds of activities in the community.
Okay, well, we're talking to Debbie Jones, and we're talking about the 2014 Lincoln County Fair. Let's talk about those people who participate and who makes it happen and who those sponsors are. We'll be back in just a moment on Lincoln County Connections. Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. Yes, we are talking to Deborah Jones. She is the fair event manager and president of the Town and Country Fair Association, managing and bringing you the 2014 Lincoln County Fair.
Yep.
It's good to have you here.
Thank you.
Well, you know, you've worked on this tirelessly now for how many years?
This will be our sixth year.
And the question I had to you earlier today, and I'll pose it to you again, how do you make it all happen?
Well, it is a never-ending process. I mean, as soon as you close up shop on this fair, you're already working on next year's fair. In many situations, you're signing multi-year contracts to have mm-hmm. activities happen. It's a huge commitment of resources, and it's a huge commitment of faith in the community that mm-hmm. they're going to come and appreciate the work that you do. But it's tough. You know, it has it's all volunteer. We receive part of the money from the county, but mm-hmm. we share the money that we earn from the state with the county to keep the fairgrounds open for other activities. And so, you know, we feel like we really carry the fairgrounds financially on our back to some extent. And then we leave with the fair board half of the money to allow other events to happen there at an affordable price, because that's what a county, you know, fairgrounds is about. It's really the public's place to do things.
Yeah, and talk about that historically. When we think about this space, I mean, this has always been something that it's a community-based asset.
Right, and, you know, in the tradition of a rural community, I think this becomes more and more important. It is the only space that's owned by, well, and it's, you know, used by the county's people. There are no tax dollars that go into the property. So you're not paying property tax for this. This land was donated, much of it. It's been maintained by an all-volunteer fair board for years and years and years. It's only been in these recent times that the county commissioners and the fair board, the current fair board, have used other resources to keep it open. And that's because we're in this transitional stage between an old fairgrounds and a new fairgrounds. Our organization, when we started, came up as a Friends of the Fair organization to keep the fair going and alive during this transition time. We expect at a point in time that the actual operation of the fairs will fall back into a fair manager, an official employee of the mm-hmm. fair board. And then we'll be on to other things, building new buildings, putting in water features. You know, we're a nonprofit, so this isn't really what we do, but we know how to do this. We've learned, and we've made some mistakes. We've tried to learn from those mistakes, but we're trying to be innovative, creative, and to make a space where people can come and enjoy a day and have it affordable and have it open.
And let's talk about that affordability. I mean, it really is part of your mission to keep it accessible. And how do you pull it off?
Well, it's a challenge. Our nonprofit board members are all personally, financially on the hook if we don't make the thing fly. So we don't get bailed out by the county commissioners or the county fair board if the money doesn't come in. So it's a big commitment on our part. I mean, we always joke saying, I wonder if we'll sell our house this year. And we hate to, you know, we don't really want to think of it that way. We really want it to be thought of as, you know, we're providing a community service. We're sort of this glue factor at this point. Mm-hmm. And that people recognize that a county fair is a place to come and see things you normally can't do. We've kept the admission fee at $5 for people over the age of 6 and up. It's focused on all sectors of the community. It provides cultural diversity. We have a steel drum band coming this year. We have blues music. We have rock and roll music. We have reptile exhibits. We have pony rides. We have 4-H exhibits. We try to bring enough diversity that if you're not really into one kind of an activity, there is a day at the fair that you'd like to come and spend and see and learn and hear other things that typically are not available. I mean, a concert ticket today is $30, $40, $50, $100,
right.
And you're going to hear a concert for a $5 general admission ticket. I mean, that's remarkable. And we don't require you to do anything but sit down and enjoy the show.
Well, you know, if anyone's listening and they think they might want to become involved with future fairs or the kinds of help that you could need, what would those things be?
Well, we have all kinds of needs. We have been working hard to improve some of the equipment we use for fair. prior to fair, there's a lot of very detailed preparations that have to happen. You know, the greasing of the bull chute handle so that they are quick release for those riders and the bulls. Making sure that, you know, paint is neat and tidy. We like to have the community space look good. And the county keeps that up on a regular basis, but we like to put those special touches on it this time of year. So there's lots and lots and lots of things to do. And during the fair, we always need help because there's, you know, we are responsible for getting the garbage off the property. We have to make sure it's clean, safe, and sanitary throughout the day. So we work hard to do that.
And could any organizations, people who have special interests or activities, should they think in a unique way that, hey, maybe this would be an opportunity on a yearly basis we could show folks the types of things that we do? I mean, it's a showcase possibly for the community, and maybe a good thing to remind people that whatever you might be into, there might be a place for you in future fairs.
Yes, that's very true. We have worked with a lot of nonprofits over the year and tried to make it affordable for them to get their missions out, because that's a constant challenge. And also, we've worked, this year we're giving away lots of space, frankly. But it's space that's being used for very important missions. We have a senior resource fair coming to the fair on Friday for seniors. And that's about 40 businesses and organizations that work exclusively with the older population. And so their space is, you know, very affordable. Samaritan Health Services is, you know, providing a donation on behalf of that entire group. But they're going to have very detailed and comprehensive services available there. And it's really about reaching out to that audience and connecting them to the resources that are available. A county fair offers that. We have OHSU, who's working on a research project around healthy living. They are going to be there with a 20 by 50 foot booth that's all donated space on our behalf to accumulate some data and some research for Samaritan Health Services and others about the condition and what the needs are of the health of Lincoln County residents. If you come to the fair, we encourage you to sit down at that bank of computers, take those little quizzes, play those games, and let that data get accumulated that really reflects what our community resources need to be around health care and keeping our community healthy.
Yeah, bring Grandma and Grandpa. Friday, I think traditionally it's been also a kite-sponsored type event too, hasn't it?
Yes, they offer a free barbecue for seniors, so that's sort of another little give back. This year, RSVP stepped up with a king or queen of the fair day, and they have a contest that's recognizing volunteers, seniors over the age of 55, who volunteer in the community. So there's lots of things dedicated to the seniors on Friday.
Okay, if you just join us, we're talking about the 2014 Lincoln County Fair. Debbie Jones is with us. She is an event manager, and also she is the president of the Town and Country Fair Association. We'll be back more talking about the events you can enjoy at this year's fair. Stay with us. Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. We are talking about the 2014 Lincoln County Fair today. We have Debbie Jones with us, and so many events, a lot of activity. It seems that over the years you've kind of built this back up, and we're have many things to do. Do you want to pull out some of those highlights? I know you talked about the motorcycle jumping, and I have to just ask you, are they bringing in these two huge ramps and they jump between the ramps? Is that what they do?
Yes.
Man, people are going to be blown away.
Thrill seekers. These gentlemen are also still competitors. So if you attend some of those competitive events, you will hear their names.
Right, like an X Games or something.
Right,
this is what you'd see there.
Yes. Yes, so we think this has a lot of potential. We are always hearing from people they want motorsports, and we have an interesting dynamic with the way our facility is existing that we can't have mud drags on one day and bulls on the next day. Mm-hmm. So we have to sort of work around that, and motorcycle jumping fits right in. So we're going to take charge of that and have that happen.
Well, you had said Friday is the senior day, and then really some other things on Friday you want to point out?
Well, again, back to just the notion that everything is open. 4-H Horse Fair happens prior to the fair opening. They're going to have their grand entry first thing at 11 o'clock, so we'd encourage people to come see what those young people have accomplished. We have you know, the opening of all of what we call ground acts. So we have Brad's Reptile World coming with their creature feature, you know, snakes, amphibians, all those little things that kind of give me the creeps, but I know people are interested in. And they are an educational organization. They want you to understand how these animals exist in the environment and how you can help support that.
So fascinating for the kids. I noticed one of your photos showed someone actually holding a crocodile.
Yeah.
Is that possible?
Yeah, I'm not sure if the crocodile's coming, but he does have some exhibits where the animals can be held and you can have your picture taken.
How neat. Then you've got arts and crafts exhibits, those open too. So it's just off and running right on
Friday.
Right.
And the exhibits, for those of you that are crafters in the community and photographers, those exhibits are they're due Monday. So we'd encourage you to go to our website. And again, you can search it as Lincoln County Fair, Oregon, and go to the exhibitor contestant guide, and it'll give you those dates and how to enter items.
This coming Monday
starts the entrance of those items that you're interested in having judged.
Great. And what are those types of projects and crafts?
Those projects are, anything from quilting to photography to food cooking.
Painting.
Paintings, right? We have a wide variety of, you know, it's sort of simple stuff that a lot of people we feel in our community already do. You have to have done that work in the past year, but very exciting, and it's fun to see how clever people are.
Now, I noticed they've got a Leaping Louie. He seems to be like a big draw. Is he kind of does he use a lasso? Is that what
right.
he does?
Right. He does rope tricks, cowboy rope tricks, and he is also a stilt walker. So he's very interesting.
And the Sagebrush Sisters? Who
the
are
Sagebrush
they?
Sisters are out of Portland. They sing very old-time country music.
Harmony.
They're very fun. They will be here Friday only, but they'll be singing tunes that the seniors will more than recognize.
Great. And then, of course, every day you're going to be able to take a look at the livestock. My son absolutely loves this, of course. And really, it's sometimes the only opportunity you get to get this close to animals.
That's true. 4-H will have their livestock judging on Friday, and then we'll have their auction. There are children who have raised animals specifically for auction, and they'll have their auction on Saturday afternoon. So it's exciting to see how the 4-H program works, and some of the arts and crafts that they do as well are in the Harney Building. You know, this is a time to bring all your friends and neighbors and spend a day at the park, is how we like to look at a fairground, that it's a park-like setting, and that you really understand that, you know, this is here for you. It's you know, it's not a city park. It doesn't belong to the city of Newport or the city of Lincoln City. This is a county park. Mm-hmm. There's no admission fee to use it except to get in to enjoy all the entertainment and the activities we've provided.
And every year it seems like there are the rides. I mean, that's a big deal.
Yes, the carnival tickets are on sale now at JC Market in Newport and Toledo for $15. Those are all-day wristbands. Many times carnivals come to town, and you buy one wristband for daytime and one for evening. These are all-day. If you buy them now, they're $15. If you buy them at the fair, they're $20. So we encourage people, get out, save a few bucks, get into JC Market, Newport and Toledo, and get those wristbands purchased.
Okay, so Sunday will come kind of a wrap down. It still goes until 6 on Sunday. And the motorcycle jumping as well, both Saturday and Sunday, correct?
The motorcycle jumping Saturday only.
Saturday only, okay.
Saturday only. And the one thing I want to point out about Sunday, the bull riding is Sunday, but we've brought in this great band, Steel Drums. So this is that Caribbean-type music. And if you haven't ever heard it,
neat. It's
very inspiring. This is a large group. It's going to be fun for people who've, you know, just never had these musical experiences. We try and mix it up.
And who are they called, the Steel Drum?
The Maravel Steel Drum Band.
And that's Saturday.
That is Sunday.
Or Sunday.
Okay.
Wow, so much going on. And if you're just joining us, we're talking about the 2014 fair. Debbie, once again, folks want to see detailed schedules. How do they find the information?
They can find it at our website, Lincoln County Fair, Oregon. And it's all that information is on the front page. Or you can purchase a News Times newspaper, and our guide will be in there. I believe it comes out on Wednesday, next Wednesday. So you have a chance to see the complete schedule and all of our sponsors.
Well, Debbie, thanks so much for all the work you do and for coming on the radio program today.
Thank you, Casey, for having me, and thank you, Lincoln County, for coming to the fair.
Well, we hope to see you there. That is the 11th, 12th, and 13th. Have a great day, and thanks for listening to Lincoln County Connections.